Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Dave, I'd like to start brainstorming about our next perfume. I've been thinking about using only natural ingredients. What do you think?
That's a great idea. I can see if there are any similar perfumes on the market. We should try to get a sense of what kind of natural beauty products are available and where they're being sold.
Exactly. I'd like our new research assistant, Cindy, to help you with this. I'll give her all of the details about the project later this afternoon.
Number 41. What does the woman propose? Number 42. What does the man say he will do? Number 43. What does the woman plan to do this afternoon? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
We need to create a new, smaller, and faster printer.
A new printer? We just introduced the Series 11 Clear Picture model a few months ago.
I know, but that one is for business use. To keep up with the competition, we also need to create an economical printer for the Series 15 line, something stylish for home users.
You're right. It's been a long time since we came out with a new model for home offices.
Number 44. What does the company design? Number 45. What does the woman tell the man? Number 46. What is a requirement for the new product? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. This is Dave's Driveway Construction Company, ready to assist you with all of your driveway needs. How may I help you?
Hi. One of your workers came to my house yesterday and gave me an estimate for putting in a new driveway. I'd like to go ahead and have the work done, but I'm not sure what the next step should be.
Well, you'll need to get a permit from the town for the construction work, and then you can call us back to schedule it for some time next month.
I thought you'd be able to start next week. At least that's what your worker told me.
Number 47. What type of business does the man have? Number 48. What does the man tell the woman to do? Number 49. When did the woman expect the work to be started? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Juan. This is Helen Luna at Magnum Heating Supplies. I've been going over our customer records, and I see that you currently use our Model 200 filters for your heating systems. I'm just calling to ask, have you considered upgrading to the Model 201 filters?
I guess it's a possibility, but the 200s seem to be doing the job just fine for us.
Well, the reason I ask is that for the next 90 days, the Model 201 filters will be on sale for the same price as the Model 200s you're using now. So this would be a good time to change to the newer model.
Let me talk about it with our maintenance staff and see what they think.
Number 50. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 51. What will be different for the next 90 days? Number 52. What does the man say he will do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
The board of directors asked for some adjustments to the budget proposal for next year because the cost of fuel has increased so much.
Well, we're sending the annual report to the printer on Thursday. Will the new proposal be ready by then?
Yes, I had Jade in accounting check the figures on Monday, so I can send the revision over to you this afternoon.
Okay, then once I look over the statement from the board, we should be all set.
Number 53. Who requested the changes in the budget proposal? Number 54. Why was it necessary to change the budget proposal? Number 55. When will the annual report be sent to the printer? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Sarah, our regular shipper has raised its rates considerably. Would you have time to do a cost comparison of other shipping companies?
Well, first I need to make a list of what's in these boxes, but that shouldn't take too long. When would you need the information?
Oh, by the end of the week is fine. I'm hoping we can present our findings at Monday's meeting and persuade the managers that we could save money by changing shipping companies.
Okay. After I've finished with the boxes, I'll see what I can find out about the shipping prices at other places.
Number 56. Why is the man concerned? Number 57. What does the man hope to do? Number 58. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I saw an advertisement in the newspaper for this coffee maker. Where can I find it?
I'm sorry, sir. That particular coffee maker is currently sold out. Would you be interested in a different model?
No, that's the one I really want. Do you know if any of your other stores have it in stock?
There's another branch of Carter Appliances about 20 minutes from here, and our computer says that store has them in stock. Why don't you check there?
Number 59. What product is the man looking for? Number 60. What is the problem? Number 61. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Smith, have we received the sales division's expense report? I'm working on a summary of our second quarter financial results, and that's the only thing I'm missing.
Oh, Masako just called to say she's finishing up the expense report now. She said she'd send it to me within the hour. I'll bring it over to you as soon as it arrives.
Great. That'll leave me enough time to finish the results this afternoon. I have a meeting with the company president tomorrow, and I was worried I wouldn't have all the information in time.
Number 62. What is the man preparing? Number 63. What does the woman say she will do? Number 64. What does the man plan to do tomorrow? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm supposed to be at a 4 o'clock meeting at Wendrell and Associates. I went up to the fourth floor where their offices are, but the door's locked.
Yes, ma'am. All of the companies in this building have security locks on their doors. Didn't they send you a temporary security pass?
Wait, I think they might have. Yes, here it is. I've got it. So I just use this in the card reader at the door?
Yes, that should do it. Oh, and when you're ready to leave, be aware that the front doors are open only until 7. If you need to get out after then, you'll have to leave through the side door.
Number 65. Why is the woman asking for assistance? Number 66. What did Wendrell and Associates send the woman? Number 67. What will happen at 7 o'clock p.m.? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Derek. This is Eunhee Park calling from the Monroe Street store. We'd like you to ship us more sofas from the warehouse. We're having a sale right now, so our stock is getting low.
Of course. Do you have the model numbers of the items you want? The new computer system goes by identification numbers rather than product names, so I'll need those to write up your order.
Sure, I have the numbers right here. By the way, how do you like the new computer system? We've started using it for inventory management at the store, and we're very pleased with it.
It's definitely more efficient. It takes about half as much time as it used to process orders and send out the shipments. In fact, you should be getting those sofas by the end of the week.
Number 68. Why is the woman calling? Number 69. What information does the man request? Number 70. What does the man like about the new computer system?